I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, I'm joined by representatives with Envision Athens. We'll discuss the effort, goals for Athens-Clark County, and progress to date when it comes to education. That's next on Athens News Matters. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. I'm joined by guest Aaron Barger, the project manager with Envision Athens, along with David Bradley, CEO of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce, and Lawrence Harris, the CEO of the Athens Career Academy. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for this show. And let's start by getting some information, a bit of your background for our listeners. So, Aaron, we'll start with you. How did you end up here with Envision Athens?
Alexia, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you. You're one of my favorite conversation partners in Athens.
Hey,
always appreciate it. So I have been in Athens-Clark County for a decade now, and I moved here to work with a nonprofit addressing poverty where I worked for about 8.5 years. And during that time, I was invited to participate in Envision Athens, which at that point was merely a concept. And I served for about 18 months as a volunteer steering committee member while I was employed otherwise. And during that time, this moved from a concept into an actual movement ready to get some things done. And I was invited to apply for the project manager position and started in that role in May of 2018.
And we'll move on to you, David. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up as CEO.
what a great question. And it's a pleasure to be here, especially with two great friends. I've been involved in the Chamber of Commerce world for over 20 years, all in North Carolina. I had the opportunity to come to Athens and start the job as president and CEO of the Athens Area Chamber on August the 1st of 2018, and we absolutely love it. My wife and I are here, and we love every bit of it. I believe that the chamber's responsibility in a community is to help, is primarily to convene dreamers, to peer into the future to see what's the best Athens look like, and then let's develop a plan to get there.
And Lawrence, tell us how you got here at the Career Center, Career Academy, excuse me.
Yes, thank you, and I'm similar to my friends here. I'm so happy to be here. I've been in Athens now for about 10 years, so it's been about a decade. I did a short stint in Philadelphia, but I've been at our Career Academy since July of 2015. That's when I became the CEO of our Career Academy here in town. And I love our Career Academy mainly because we're focused on youth workforce development. I mean, that's a very huge initiative that's happening right here in this community to show, like, how do we get our current youth the jobs of tomorrow and how do we prepare them now? And so we have many bright minds here in Clark County. I'm charged with just making sure they're all ready when they graduate and cross that stage that they can go either into college or career or in career and be successful. And so I graduated from UGA and I left and I came back and I'm at UGA now and just love the work we're doing here. I love the Envision Athens. The work we're doing is really bringing the community together around one project and one initiative.
And Aaron, let me ask you, what's the focus of Envision Athens and the work regarding education?
Biggest picture, Envision Athens wants this community and is working collaboratively so that we reach our optimum potential in four key areas. And these areas are the pillars of everything that we do. Those are equity, unity, prosperity, and compassion. And so those are very conceptual and theoretical, right?
You say those pillars. What are they?
Right. They're ambitious. And we know that we will get there when we have improved quality of life in 14 different domains. And those domains can be best described in the categories of people, place, and prosperity. So in people, things such as health, safety, human services. In place, domains such as land use, housing, environment, agriculture. And then in prosperity, education and economic development. And so today, it's an honor to share the space and conversation with two of my colleagues and friends who are leaders, not only in the area of education, but also the realm of economic development, because you can't have one without the other. And so that's what we're here to talk about today.
And, you know, I understand, obviously, Lawrence, why you're here when we're talking about education. I want to ask you, David, first, and I'll ask everyone about their part. How does education influence your area, the chamber? How can that be impacted or you impact education?
A great, great question. Now, I think two key areas. One is for talent recruitment. Education is the cornerstone for long-term economic sustainability. when we're trying to recruit talent to look, to come to a community, one of the things that they look at is what are the educational opportunities in the community. So I think it's incumbent on the chamber to be integrally involved in developing the best school system that we can possibly have in the community. The second area is the chamber has a responsibility because we are a voice of business, and what business tells us is that they need a workforce for today and they need a workforce for tomorrow. And that workforce for tomorrow is embodied in the work that the three of us and many of others in the community are doing. We're trying to create a workforce that will attract additional economic development opportunities in the community.
And Lawrence, you're at the Career Academy. So tell me what the Career Academy does and obviously how you factor into this.
So we are partnered with Athens Technical College. We actually offer our students the opportunity to enroll in college-level coursework, studying one of currently 12 pathways. So that ranges from cosmetology to business management, all the way to criminal justice and culinary arts. And so really we're governed by a separate board, and we look at data. We say, you know, how do we partner with our local chamber and our local Clark County government and say, where are our jobs at, to David's point, today and then tomorrow? And so if we see there's going to be growth in the construction industry or advanced manufacturing, we need to make sure our kids are prepared for those jobs. And so our work at the Career Academy is giving our students those technical skills they need. So that would be the culinary arts, how do we cook in the kitchen, to the apprenticeship internship opportunities where they're actually out gaining social capital at our local businesses and industry. So we're kind of trying to tie the whole picture together for our youth.
I definitely see how the chamber would support your efforts, certainly.
There's no question. And I think the beauty of the situation here, which is not it's not prevalent in many other communities, is very much of a direct relationship and adamancy of working collaboratively towards a common goal with nobody getting the credit.
And Aaron, what would you say the focus of Envision Athens' work is regarding education?
So we have a very explicit priority action, which I'm really excited about. I think it's rightly ambitious, and it's just the level of ambition we need for the wonderful community in which we live. And that is to equip people in Athens-Clark County with the skills needed to thrive as citizens, to succeed in career pathways that are sustainable and adaptable to changing workforce conditions, and that provide optimum economic mobility.
And so helping people get jobs, helping people progress in life, not stuck in dead-end jobs, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So that economic mobility is really key. If you look at a tool like the Opportunity Atlas, I recommend any resident of Clark County who's interested, you know, in how to pave pathways for success for themselves and their families to look at, you know, how much mobility do we have in a community like this? And the reality is, according to the Opportunity Atlas, we have some work to be done in this community. And what I mean by that is when we look at indicators of poverty, such as the Gini coefficient, which examines the difference or disparity between the highest and lowest income earners, you know, we're one of the highest cities in the United States for that disparity. And I am completely convinced that the way we can collaboratively move out of that is by supporting people to be competitive and to be retained in career pathways that are high demand. We know from partnerships like Athens Technical College that there are some high-paying jobs that are available in the community. So trying to discern and address the gap between the jobs that we know exist that are high-paying and the workforce that we know can fulfill them over a long term.
That's a difficult challenge. You guys all have to kind of look into the future. And what helps to guide in those decisions? I guess I'll start with you, Lawrence. What helps to guide the decisions where you kind of help your students focus on areas that can be particularly profitable for them or that they are almost guaranteed jobs, if possible?
Well, I think the first thing that guides me personally is just realizing the sense of urgency, right? Like, these are our youth. And when I used to work at Clark Central High School several years ago, and one thing I used to always tell the students and my colleagues is every year we decide to wait, we're graduating another class of students into the world saying, I guess they'll just make it on their own. And that to me is just a disservice to every child. If we're in education, we have to make sure every child's needs are met. And so I think for my take from what we have to do at the Career Academy is we have to connect the dots for youth. And part of that is exposing them to what the opportunities are here in Athens. I think a lot of times we have to sometimes remove our adult lenses and say, like, we got to remember some of their kids. And so some of them haven't been to some of these places of employment. They may not know what some of these careers and job opportunities are. And so then we as a collective, which I think that's a huge word, that's a really big piece, is that it's collective. It's not one person doing it. We have to work together to say, okay, let's show you what advanced manufacturing looks like. Let's show you what a construction job, what the trades can look like. Let's show you what cosmetology, how can you become an entrepreneur and start your own business? I think conversation around poverty is just one narrative that can be talked about with Athens, but I think opportunity, mm-hmm. I think that poverty also leads to opportunity because we have opportunity to change that narrative as
Amen.
A whole. And so I think from my take, that's where we are, is we have to connect the students to those opportunities and show them the world is yours, and it truly is. We just have to get them out there so they can do it.
That's very positive. That's, I know, I love it. It's great. What would you say are challenges involved with working with different organizations like Envision Athens has to really to be functional? What are the challenges, but also what are some of the benefits of working with different organizations like these organizations?
I would say, and it's actually really tempting because David Bradley and I really like to bust each other's chops, but I will forego the very open door you just gave me and just be honest when I say it is purely delightful to partner with the lead coordinators and all the people coming to the table. When we embarked on this movement, which is Envision Athens, it was unknown if people would come to the table, if folks who had not necessarily shared the table as expansively before would come, and then would they come back after the first time? And it has been truly delightful to see some of the most talented and bright minds, some of the most industrious people and organizations ranging from the Chamber to the Career Academy and the leadership of Clark County School District, to deans and leadership of Athens Technical College, the Bread for Life program, the Innovative Healthcare Institute, Georgia Power, the Department of Labor, the Northeast Georgia Regional Commission. You know, we don't even have time to list all the people who not only showed up initially last summer when we embarked on this journey, but they continue to come to the table. And I think part of the reason for that is, although, you know, I do admit the Opportunity Atlas data is not the most encouraging, I can guarantee if you need encouragement for the entire week, spend 5 minutes in the Athens Community Career Academy and listen to the stories of students who are working at Caterpillar. They save money to buy their own automobiles. They are truly demonstrating such immense capacity and ethic in ways that are totally inspirational. So I can't say enough good things about what that institution provides and then what partnerships with groups like Athens Technical College afford, because the reality is they are training people for some of the highest demand jobs. And so it's been a great partnership so far.
And I just want to say, for those of our listeners who are just joining us right now, I want to remind everyone that my guests are Aaron Barger with Envision Athens, the project manager actually with Envision Athens, David Bradley, who's the CEO of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce, and Lawrence Harris, the CEO of the Athens Career Academy. So seemingly on the surface, groups that are a little different, but all working together under this education umbrella.
So, Alexia, we have lived in a world where education and the business world are insular. We've given it lip service. A couple of years ago, in the community I was in previous, we had surveyed. We thought we were doing an outstanding job in educational workforce development, and we surveyed three classes of juniors at three high schools, and we asked them, "What do you know about the jobs in the area? And would you come back and work whenever you get out of school, whenever that is?" And we would have thought, oh, they would have said, absolutely, there are so many good jobs. Yet 90-some-odd percent said there aren't any jobs here in this community. So it's the communication line. We have, from the business community, we have got to be hooked at the hip with the Athens Community Career Academy to begin to have the conversations, so that our children need to know what job opportunities are available. And that's got to be issue number one for us for long-term economic sustainability.
Right. It's, you know, there are jobs in the community that people would love to have, but if they don't know about it.
We have just recently had an industry tour of a local manufacturing plant. They know they're going to have to hire at least 100 people this upcoming year. They know they're probably going to go through 200 to try to get 100.
That's a lot of jobs.
And they start off with at $16 an hour wage.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to start advocating for these types of jobs and really and making a connection with students that have a yearn and a hope for the future.
And it'd be great if they could just get that, really fill that number as easily as possible and as quickly as possible by having students who know about them and go for them.
Right.
Right. So, right, you will perish for lack of knowledge. You really, people need that knowledge. There are, I'm assuming, areas, because Envision Athens is fairly broad. What areas overlap with education, Aaron? I know, obviously, schools, jobs, seemingly there are going to be some areas where there is overlap.
I would say the strongest areas of intersection with education are definitely in the realm of economic development, because we can fairly well predict the future of economic development by looking at the realities of our education system. And so certainly education is connected there, but, you know, it's also connected to the quality of life that people enjoy, which then, you know, predisposes them or encourages them to engage in their neighborhoods and to be engaged overall in civic affairs. You know, with solid education, people are more likely to engage in arts and culture and vice versa. Folks that have experiences in arts and culture are more likely to be more well-rounded citizens. And so one of my favorite things about this work is actually the incredible synergy and reciprocity among all of these domains. You really can't have one without the other, which I think is what is very unique about Envision Athens, is it acknowledges the reality in which we live, which is all of this is interconnected. And if we look at one with such laser focus without addressing the others, then we're missing part of the critical bigger picture.
And you've recently had a six-month kind of progress report. Can you tell me some of the things that you've accomplished under the umbrella of education?
Absolutely. I would say one of the most important things we've done is to create this powerhouse group. So one thing that you hear in Athens from time to time is there are a lot of groups functioning in silos. And so we were very determined at the onset to the extent that it was within our control and in which we had agency, that we would invite anyone to the table. And if someone couldn't come to the table, we would literally go to them at their convenience to invite their perspective in the work. And so we've actually merged three different groups into one, which I think is a sign of success and the fact that we have so many different people at the table. We've also engaged in some instrumental plans with Athens Technical College to increase the experiences that Clark County School District teacher and counselors have with technical education. And actually in early May, Athens Technical College will be hosting Clark County School District counselors for a tour and a presentation. And we think that's important because many people who serve in the, you know, wonderful role of teacher, instructor, counselor in our school district, they likely don't have personal experience with technical education. And of course not. That's not necessarily where you begin if you know you have your eyes set on a counselor or instructor position. And so we think that there's a lot of benefit just from increasing the exposure to technical education so that when students are preparing to make decisions about what they do next, the people advising them and encouraging them have some hands-on face-to-face experiences. And then another element of that is partnering between CCSD, Clark County School District, and Athens Technical College to host field trips so CCSD students can literally come on campus and have their own hands-on experiences and most likely realize that there are jobs that they did not know existed that are a potential fit for them. And then another really exciting event actually just happened, and that was supported by the Chamber of Commerce Lead Athens program, which I highly recommend. And this team worked with Lawrence to host an open house event, and I'll invite Lawrence to tell more about that.
I mean, it was great. Again, thank you to the Lead Athens team from the Chamber of Commerce. The team was very integral in bringing our community to our facility and just not showing them what does a career academy look like, but what is it that we're about. And so they highlighted all of our different career pathways. We served spaghetti for dinner that our culinary arts students prepared. They were on their chef's jackets, and it just really was a night to highlight not just all the different career pathways that exist in Clark County School District, but also what job opportunities does that lead to. The team even went above and beyond, and they invited youth-serving nonprofit organizations and colleges, and so had an opportunity to actually meet with that coordinator from that team earlier this week, and we talked a bit about how much of the community said, wow, I didn't know a lot of these organizations existed. I didn't know these opportunities were here. We even had a couple of parents who said, wow, this is like the best kept secret in Athens, but we don't want to be a secret. You know,
right.
we want students and we want families to know that we are an opportunity here, right here locally, for your students to get the information they need for their future career. So it was a wonderful event. There are a lot of volunteers from Envision Athens who are present, and we ate a lot of good food and got a lot to go plates. But overall, it was also great, I think, ultimately to see. I had a friend of mine who was present, and he's from Athens. He's been here since he was a kid. And he said, you know, I've never seen such a diverse group of people dining together, eating together, collaborating, talking with one another. And it really shows that sometimes we can remove these barriers just by working together and collaborating and saying, let's all get around in fellowship and realize we all have a common goal. We're all trying to get somewhere to be successful. And so it was really cool to look above and try to see that, look at everyone and see us all just working together, no matter race, socioeconomic background. We're just people, citizens in Athens trying to do good.
Where is an area for each of you? Where's something that you would want to see improved? Is there something that you know of right now that you would like to see us as a community do better in regarding education?
I'll start that. And not so much, and this is not to lay something on the plate of education. I think it's much more as it relates to the business community. The business community has to be more integrated into the day-to-day operations of education. In an ideal world, I would love for the business community to be involved in middle school children's lives, detailing what job opportunities are available. Some of those job opportunities will require you to go to UGA. Some of those job opportunities will require you to go to some other post-secondary entity. Some of those job opportunities don't require anything other than a high school education. But almost any job that you would want, there's a pathway to get that job. We, from the business community, need to be involved in education so that we can talk about what those jobs are and will be.
What does success in education look like to you? And anyone can start there as well. What does it look like to have a real success in this area?
So some communities define success as upon graduation or completion of high school that each student has a plan, and that plan is concrete to either be enlisted, enrolled, or employed. So they have something in their future that's tactical, and they know where they're headed. I would say, for me personally, that vision is complete when every student graduates from school in Clark County. And by the way, I think we should also note Clark County School District is an irreplaceable partner, but we also have Monsignor Donovan, Downtown Academy, and other private institutions at the table. So we would be remiss not to mention their role in this as well. So every single student, public and privately educated in this area and region, leaves school either college or career ready, to use some district language. And when they look ahead to the future, they feel a sense of excitement and joy and a preparation to just be stunned at what is ahead of them, that they do not feel despair, that they do not feel as though they don't measure up, and that they see light and good things ahead of them.
I agree. I think there is hope, but unfortunately with many children, they don't have that hope. They don't see that hope. They've not been around that hope. I think we have an opportunity to shine that light. You know, success in my eyes is, again, coming much more from the business side. Is I don't want to go into another plant that says, gosh, I would hire somebody if they would just show up for work and be on time. You know, that those are skills, those are attitudes that ought to be givens, but they're not. So that's an issue that we need to try to address.
And that's an issue that can be addressed.
Right.
People can learn those skills.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with both of my friends here. And I think, you know, when I think about education, one thing I'd like to see is one day, I guess to address the first question, is getting away from the college isn't for everyone conversation, because I think that also automatically puts you kind of in the mindset of, well, if not college, then what? and just realize, but education is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, when, you know, as a system and society, we've kind of gotten to this, oh, 2-year college and no 2-year college, you got to go 4-year college. Well, no more 4-year college, go back 2-year college. And so rather than riding this roller coaster of a wave, and I haven't been on the earth long enough to have seen the wave, you know, prior to my birth, but like knowing that, you know, seeing the historical references and knowing that things are going to change, times are going to change, the needs of our system change. But I think if we look at, when I think of success personally, I think is that kids and youth have the skills they need to be successful in whatever they pursue, whether if it's college, whether it's career, whether it's military, but also in life, because life is not a straight path. And this is what I share with my students. My path was not a straight path. I went through a lot of curves, had a lot of hardships, came from similar backgrounds to many of my students, and it was hard. I had a lot of people tell me I couldn't do it. I mean, self-confidence. I mean, there's this whole lot of other things. And so I think part of education is to give you those skills. That way, when you are faced with adversity, you know how to overcome it. And so you can get to school and to college, and you may fail a class. You may not be the smartest in your classroom or the smartest in your program, but you can still push through. You may fail a class, but you get back on your feet. And so I think teaching those resiliency skills, the skills on how to be persistent, allow yourself to be put down and to give up. Like, I think if we can educate our students around that, so that when they reach employment and they reach these areas, they're willing to learn. They're willing to be criticized and say, okay, I understand it. Mm-hmm. I didn't do this correctly the first time. You want the files A to Z. I put it Z to A. No worries. I'm not yelling at you. I realized I messed up. I took my mistake. I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to get it right this time. And so I think a lot of times we frame failure in that way. It's like, you failed, you messed up, versus like, no, take this as a learning opportunity. Figure out how you can do it better next time, so that way you can be the best you can be. And so I'd love to see us just kind of frame education in a different sense, and that way students see value in it.
Well, I like the idea that you brought up, that your path was different, because, you know, we are all unique and everybody has a different path. And you actually can be such an example for the students there at the academy to see that your path may veer, but you still get to a great place. Mm-hmm. So that seems like you're the right person there.
The reality is, I think David and I both agree that if all of our kids grew up to be just like Lawrence, we would be doing real well.
Amen to that.
We'd be very happy. I know. I think it's great. What a great example that they have.
Absolutely.
They can look to right there.
Right person, right place, right time.
And Aaron, I guess let me ask you this last question. What's next? What's moving forward in Vision Athens in education?
We are moving forward, and you know, we're not playing when it comes to this goal of preparing people of all stages in life for optimum economic mobility and career pathways. And if I were a listener, I would wonder, what are ways that I can get involved? One way, if you are a business owner or someone who leads an industry, is to reach out to the Career Academy and offer an internship opportunity. If you are an everyday Athenian, we love you as well. And one of the best ways to have a positive impact in education is to serve as a mentor with a program like the Clark County Mentor Program. And then for everyone, we have a really exciting event coming up on April 6th called Work at Athens. And that's essentially an expo where we're bringing together students and industry and employers to help make those connections. And so we invite everyone to come out on April 6th to the Athens Community Career Academy beginning at 10 a.m. that day.
Right. Well, that is all we have time for today. So I want to thank my guests, Aaron Barger, the project manager for Envision Athens, along with David Bradley, CEO of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce, and Lawrence Harris, CEO of the Athens Career Academy. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. The show does not reflect the views of the station. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.